to be successful in being patient, being happy all the time, because basically a patient person is happy all the time, being like that, then, I already said it, we must be certain that we only have one enemy, and that enemy is our anger, our own mind of anger. The part of our mind that gets angry, that's our enemy. We don't have any other enemies. Other people are not our enemies. We have to identify this anger as a poison. Poison within our mind that is much worse than any external poison, you know. Normally, if you get poisoned, you eat some poisonous food or something, you have an urgent desire to get rid of it, don't you? Throw up or something. Get that poison out of your system. So once we really do understand that how dangerous anger is, how poisonous it is, we'll have an urgent wish to get it out of our system and to have nothing more to do with anger. Thank you very much. No more anger. Then secondly, we need to understand, where does our anger come from? How can we reduce it, and how can we destroy it? How can we get rid of it altogether? That's what you want to do with enemies, isn't it? Destroy them. So anger is our enemy. We want to, ultimately, we want to destroy it, we want to remove it from our mind. So the root of anger, the root cause of anger, is a delusion which I'm going to just briefly explain, but we can't actually go into great depth here. This, the root of anger is the basic problem that we all suffer from, called ignorance, the ignorance of self-grasping, believing in the existence of things that we normally see, believing the existence of things in a way that they do not exist. There's a root problem, believing in people, things, the world, having an inherent or intrinsic existence within themselves. That is our root problem. For example, to go back to talking about how we develop anger, remember I said at the beginning, we kind of, some things unpleasant, and then we exaggerate it, and then we think you're not desirable. And we get to the point of anger, the actual anger itself. What we've done is we've created an object, a person maybe, that we believe to be inherently bad or inherently unattractive. In other words, when I say the word inherent, it just means there's something inside that person that makes them bad. There's something inside that person that makes them ugly or unattractive. There's something about them. We use that phrase a lot, and there's something about them. There's something over there. There's something over there in that person. Like this. So that is, that's the reason we get angry, is because we believe things have an essence. They have something within them that makes them what they are. And that is completely against Buddha's teaching. It's completely wrong. There's no such thing as an essence. Things do not have an essence. Things are without essences. There is no essence to anything. Ooh! They're essentially empty of having any existence from their own side. They exist entirely in dependence upon the mind that is perceiving them. Anyway, before I go too far down that route, that is the problem. The basic root of anger is that it is grasping at some object. It is grasping at a person or it can be a belief system, it can be a religion, it can be anything you like that you're grasping at with this attitude. There's something about it. There's something inside it. It's what appears to me anyway, and so it must be true. I'm right. I'm always right, you know. Whatever I see, I believe what I see, you know. I say what I say, things how they are. I tell it how it is, you know. I call a spade, isn't it like this? So we believe that what we see is true. What we see is true. What other people see is false. And we're prepared to fight with those people and argue with them. Because they're also seeing something they believe to be true, aren't they? For them it's true, for us it's false. For us it's true, for them it's false. Well, who's right? Well, we're both right and we're both wrong. Anyway, so we can't go into all this too much, but this inherent grasping at things as having an essence. This is the actual root, not just of anger, but of all of our other emotional problems. Any problem you've got in your life comes ultimately from this root. And the only way to uproot that root, the only roundup we can get for it, is meditation on the wisdom, understanding ultimate truth. Meditation on the wisdom, understanding ultimate truth. Meditation on the wisdom that understands the way things really are. We say emptiness.